Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm WUWM's Audrey Nowakowski, and for this week's Bubbler Talk, but more specifically, a billboard. Listener Michael Crowett submitted this question.
There's a billboard for Koss Company, the headphones, that is on I-43 just south of Hampton. And I've always been intrigued by it. And I was wondering, is it done by an ad agency? Is it done by an in-house person?
Picasso, chicken a la Koss, or rebel with a Koss. If you're familiar with the iconic billboard, you may even have a favorite design or catchphrase. To find out who or what's behind them, I visited Michael Koss, chairman and CEO of the Koss Corporation. He told me it all started with a yellow smiley face back in 1972.
The headline was, "Ever wonder why he's smiling?" And people didn't know who owned the billboard. And then after about 2 weeks, the Koss stereophones were put on the smiley face. And that paid off the headline. And then in the corner, the logo appeared with Koss stereophones beside it. That was how it started.
Over 100 designs have captured the attention of drivers on I-43. Crowett says he's noticed two things about them throughout the years.
Well, I think, first of all, that they've always been very well designed. And second of all, they've been uniformly witty.
So how does a finished design like Koss Fit or Game of Phones get up on the billboard? Well, an ad agency creates a concept built around either an image with headphones or a common phrase or play on words. Once those elements are decided, they pencil up sketches to present to the company, and a handful are selected for further development. However, Koss says the billboard was never about selling headphones.
Well, you'll never see a board up there that says buy something or some sort of call to action in that way, because that's not what that board is for. It's really set up there to help demark the property, to identify us, to establish the brand. And we think it's a fun product, and it's something that's grown for people. They've fallen in love with the board.
The billboards used to be hand-painted, but now the images are printed on vinyl and installed around the country. Here in Milwaukee, we get to see a new billboard about every 4 months. Currently, the Koss billboard features Mark Antony and his famous Friends, Romans, Countrymen speech by artist and illustrator Matt Zumbo. He's responsible for over 60 Koss billboards since 1986. And while it is his illustrations you see, Zumbo points out it's a huge team effort.
I'm not, in this case, concepting. I'm problem solving. We go down a certain path, and then it's my job to hopefully bring it to life and make it be all that it can be.
Zumbo has used everything from traditional pencil and paper to acrylic paint with an airbrush to tablets and computer programs today. Each billboard design can take up to 65 hours to complete, but he says the blend of traditional and digital tools works best. After all these years, his illustrations are a key part of what makes the Koss billboards so iconic.
It's terrific. Of course, it's one more reason to spend time on it and do a good job, because you don't want to drive by and see something that you screwed up, let's say. But really, honestly, for a commercial artist and illustrator, it's got to be the best opportunity, the best job in this area to work on.
The next 2 years of the billboard's schedule are already booked with designs, so we can all look forward to what's next. And as Michael Crowett says,
you never drive by without looking.
But don't forget, driving with headphones on is illegal in Wisconsin, even if there are costs.
Support for this season's Bubbler Talk comes from Educators Credit Union, a member-owned credit union dedicated to helping those who live and work in Wisconsin make informed financial decisions. More at ecu.com. What's got you scratching your head about the Milwaukee area? Submit your question at wuwm.com/bubblertalk.